From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. The value of the digital currency Bitcoin is flying pretty high right now, near $1,000. Of course, as an unregulated currency, it's had its ups and downs. And as the currency has fluctuated over the past few years, a growing chorus of experts and companies think that part of its underlying technology, called the blockchain, holds more promise than the currency itself. Think of the blockchain as a kind of public record of transactions, one that can't easily be erased, in part because multiple entities all over the place have a copy of it, a shared living document of exchanges between parties. One of the people who thinks that blockchain could go big this year is Campbell Harvey, professor of finance at Duke University. Campbell, thanks for chatting.
Great to be on the show again.
We've heard a lot about how blockchain technology might change a number of different industries. How has blockchain affected technology and the economy in the last year?
What we saw last year was a transition. It's not just the venture capital that is being poured into it. It's now mainstream corporations making substantial investments, creating dedicated teams to pursuing blockchain technology.
What are some examples of how you think blockchain technology is going to impact the actual consumer in 2017?
I think one of the more interesting initiatives is in terms of what IBM is doing. When you, for example, get into your car, you provide your thumbprint identifying you, a blockchain is consulted and verifies that you are the owner of the car. The car starts for you.
Interesting.
And again, this could be even a little more subtle. Suppose you have a loan from the bank to support the purchase of the car. Written into that contract is that if you miss 3 monthly payments, you get into the car, provide your thumbprint, the car does not start. It starts for the bank. The security of medical records. So think of encryption keys being stored in a blockchain. You could go to any medical facility in the world with your key that's secure on the blockchain and unlock your medical records.
Professor Harvey, thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you.
One of the tech companies expected to go public this year is Airbnb. The home share startup is valued at $30 billion. It's got hosts and guests doing business all over the globe. But its business model has big challenges, too. The company has dropped a lawsuit against New York City over a law that penalizes people for short-term apartment rentals, aka Airbnb's bread and butter. The deal there was that regulators agreed to not go after the company directly if it dropped the lawsuit. Of course, that just adds to a growing number of potential snarls for hosts and guests that use Airbnb. Arun Sundararajan of NYU's Stern School of Business is here to chat with us about Airbnb. Arun, thanks for coming by.
Delighted to be here, as always, Ben.
So Airbnb relies on individuals to function well, right? What responsibilities does Airbnb have for the actions of those individuals, the people who rent out the homes, the hosts?
We've had 50 years where we've gotten used to the idea that a brand controls the actions of the people who deliver its service.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still getting used to the idea that Airbnb is a brand that sits between us and the host, but does not shoulder the same level of responsibility as, say, the Four Seasons does, as or Marriott does.
So I logged on to Airbnb for the first time in a long time recently, and I was presented with this change in their policy about bias. And it was interesting to see the company dealing with systematizing this thing after there had been an outcry about bias.
Absolutely. And I think that that's central to this new challenge of what is the responsibility of the platform and what is the responsibility of the provider?
To protect against racism.
Yeah, we've set up laws and systems that expect a large corporate player on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Airbnb has gone beyond what one might expect. Like, one of the byproducts of taking human activity onto a platform
mm-hmm.
is that the activity comes accompanied with all of the biases that exist in the real world.
Yeah.
So it's not like the platform is creating new form of biases. It's just reflecting the things that exist.
What are the responsibilities of the consumers, the people who stay in the rentals?
Well, I think that consumers have to think carefully and do a little more work in understanding exactly what the quality of the property that they're going to be staying in is, or what the quality of the experience is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity of quality across Airbnb hosts is far greater than across, you know, a traditional hotel chain.
Arun Sundararajan, he's a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. Arun, thank you very much for chatting.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, we're all trying to start off on the right foot in 2017. This includes how we behave with technology. Maybe you've sworn to learn to pilot a drone or keep the phone away from bed. Well, we're going to hear a bunch of tech resolutions for 2017 from a bunch of marketplacers this week, and maybe some from you too. Today, a little on inbox management from Marketplace Digital Editor Donna Tam and New York Editor and Bureau Chief Deidre Depke.
So my tech resolution has been the same one for the last 2 years, and that is to finally download all of my emails from my old Yahoo accounts so I can finally delete the account and be done with Yahoo email, because it's gotten to the point where I think I'm just like hacked all the time and people are like getting those random ghost emails from me, which is awful. I feel bad, they feel bad, they're like, Donna, did you know someone hacked you? And I'm like, I know. This week would have been the week to be able to, like, put on Netflix and delete my Yahoo account. Like, Netflix and get rid of Yahoo.
My New Year's resolution for 2017 is to deal with something that's been the object of ridicule for months among my family and friends. And that is to deal with the 53,764 unread emails in my Gmail account. Initially, I was going to go through the Gmail and clean them out, but realistically, I think I'm just going to establish a new account.
All right, what are your tech resolutions? Do you have any? We want to hear from you. You can tweet us. We're at Marketplace Tech. You can comment on facebook.com/Marketplace Tech or give us a call, 304-87-TECH1. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.